Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I'm so happy to be with you today and hope that wherever you are, you're having a wonderful day. It is Wednesday, November 25th, and we're having the third Wednesday of the month show today on the fourth Wednesday of the month due to some scheduling stuff. But the great news is the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels today. And she's going to be giving us the scoop on the new Sagittarius energy, as well as some other important astrological alignments and activities that are happening this cycle. So grab a pen and settle in for a fun and informative show. For those of you who are new to the show, welcome. You're in for a treat. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it's my pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thanks for being here, Elizabeth.
Hello, Christy, and hello to everyone listening, and a huge happy Thanksgiving to everyone, you know, the American listeners, which are a lot of people, and, you know, lots of love also, of course, to all our Native friends and listeners, and respect to all their holidays as well. It really was initially a time of sharing and appreciation. And so I hope people are, you know, recognizing and having an opportunity to stop and actually pause and think about all the things that you are grateful for, because really sometimes it takes losing something or something going wrong before you really appreciate. Yeah. So yeah, it's like a happy gratitude day and weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm so grateful that you're back here. You've had a big shift, and today you are joining us from Austin, which is really exciting.
Yes. First show from Austin, Texas. Wow. And you're still there in Cali. Oh, my gosh. I had such a great time. The last show, I got to swing through California for 3 weeks. And wow, just I'd really missed. I hadn't realized how much I still love that's there, but, you know, hey, now it's not so far away. And, great time to be in California, you know, this time of year is awesome down there. So hello to all our California listeners and great to reconnect. And thank you guys for working around the rescheduling. It's sometimes the best way to plan, you know. And it's flexibility, which is really what all the planets are ganging up. We're going to blame the planets. So we have like 8 planets in suitable signs.
So the key word is flexibility.
You're going to have to deal with it, right?
Yes.
Exactly. I'm a Leo sun with a Leo rising, and, you know, sometimes you have to be flexible, and that's a lot of what these planets are teaching us these days and really getting ready to teach us for quite a while. Some of the alignments that are coming into being during this Sag cycle are going to be with us well into the next couple of years, particularly next year. We'll talk about that. There's quite a bit going on. And, I do want to, before we jump into all the specifics, I did want to acknowledge, of course, you know, people are seeing, you know, these global events that are, you know, pretty frightening and pretty awful. And a lot has happened since you and I did the show last. And I do want to kind of point out, this is kind of the darker side, in my opinion, of Saturn in Sag. You know, Sag is, you know, the mutable fire sign. It's the ninth sign. So it does have to do with long distance world travel, religion, philosophy. And the problem is it's in a T-square. And we've talked about this so much on your show. We will be reviewing it a little bit. But, you know, there's a bunch of planets in Virgo, whether there's the North Node and Jupiter now specifically squaring Saturn. But we're coming into an exact square with Neptune over there in Pisces, which is joined by Chiron and now the South Node. So the node shifted since you and I talked, Christy. So this intense, you know, mutable energy is getting stronger. And so the shadow side, unfortunately, of this Saturn and Sag thing. Saturn is all about the rules and conforming, and it can be a drill sergeant in a bad way. And Sag is all about, can be about religious fanaticism. Like the problem is, you remember the old, I don't know if you had this expression, Christy, when you were growing up, we were told, you know, don't, with strangers, don't talk about, what was it, sex, politics, and religion, right?
Religion, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of good rule of thumb, the problem is, you know, when we get into it, everyone's right, right? You know, my God is the right God, our religion, et cetera, et cetera. And so a T-square, when all these planets, and again, I think it's, I was counting it up when I was looking at the chart, of something like 8 of the bodies that we watch, 8 out of the 12 are immutable signs. So they're involved in these, you know, that Pisces, Virgo opposition, and then both Pisces and Virgo planets are in that 90 degree or square angle to Saturn. And now the Sun in Sagittarius and Mercury actually is up there too. So we have those three. So,
wow.
Yeah, we can see just really looking at the chart, like even if you, you know, weren't looking at global events, if you just looked at the chart, and it's in my latest video, and I'll post it, I'll put it up on Facebook as well. If you just look at it, I mean, you just see that grouping in Sag of the three planets, and you look to the left, they're getting squared, you look to the right, they're getting squared, and even if you didn't know anything about, you just look at that chart and go, uh-oh, you know, things are going to clash. That's what our, you know, opposition's pretty easy for people to understand when things oppose each other. But the square, to me, is a tougher angle, you know, because we're talking about, like, at least with an opposition, there's one extreme and the other, but most of us find a position somewhere in the middle, you know. With a square, you know, think about those lines that make a square. They are intersecting at a 90-degree right angle, and so they're going in different directions. It's really hard to make sense of that. And so, you know, we are seeing a lot, and I would just ask people to kind of defer to, we have a lot of healing aspects, you know, the Pisces element with Neptune there, so huge. And Neptune is going to start a square with Saturn tomorrow. That's why we're bringing all this up, because those two are going to be connected at 7 degrees for a long time, very close in vicinity, you know, well into next year. And so when we have that, you know, we can really try to say, well, what is the dream? You know, what is the oneness? Pisces represents going all the way through astrology. We start at Aries, move through Taurus, Gemini, et cetera, and we bring it all home in Pisces. It's our oneness, our subconscious, our sense of, you know, invisible connection with that, all of that. And so Chiron, the healing asteroid, is also there in Pisces. We can draw on that as like, okay, what would oneness look like? And I know that that's really hard when we're, I mean, right now in Paris, they're, you know, getting the global summit on energy, you
yeah.
know? So we can all be, oh, I want the green planet, right? And then Saturn's up there like, all right, here's the cold, hard reality. Your cars are emitting X amount of, you know, emissions and, you know, all the bad chemicals, et cetera, et cetera. So would it, okay, you can have the dream of the oneness. Well, what are you going to do about it? So what agreements are going to come out of Paris this week? So, you know, those are just of how, you know, the energies that we're going to deal with are going to get very real, very fast. And of course, the other aspect is in Virgo. Again, we've been talking about this for a while on your show, but Virgo is all about method, practicality. It's also about service. So we can jump there because Jupiter and the North Node, our collective purpose, are there. How do we be of service? And you can see how bringing that practicality in to like the forum on global warming is going to be necessary. It's like, well, how does, you know, if you're India and going, hey, the rest of you big countries in the world made your fortune on, you know, fossil fuels, and, you know, we need to come up in the world and raise our standard. Who are you to tell us? We can't, you know what I mean? So it's complicated, right?
Yes, it is.
Very complicated. So that's just a little bit of the overview. And of course, we're having this show, we're taping it on the 25th, which is the full moon, and the moon is in our fourth mutable sign of Gemini. So we have a full-blown mutable cross. It really, 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 so that, yeah, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, we had the moon, that's 9 out of like the 12 planets we watched. So yeah, we have quite a bit, 12 or 13. I'm trying to, because, yeah, Chiron, that's, Chiron's confusing me. I'm getting an asteroid in there. So yeah, the 8, but yeah, we have quite a lot in this mutable thing. And that point that you made first, Christy, it's coming back to flexibility and that willingness, like from a Piscean space, to go, well, let me look at how that other person sees it, or even draw on the higher part of Sag, which is, what is the highest? What can we do? What's possible? What new technology and abilities do we have? You know, we're looking at Africa and we can leapfrog. They don't even have to build electrical grids there. They're doing solar villages and all kinds of innovation. So, you know, we definitely have help, but it's a mixed picture, very mixed bag.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so much happening. And we can absolutely see how it's applicable to our quote unquote day to day life experience individually, and how it ripples out onto the global family that we're all a part of.
Yeah, and reconciling all that is definitely complicated.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Well, I have some messages for us too. I know we're going to go back to the astrological component, but I think that everything you're talking about really, again, dovetails beautifully with the messages that I have for us this cycle. And for those of you, again, who may be new to the program, I provide angel messages for the cycle. And for those of you who may not work with the angelic realm very often, I want to say that they are non-denominational beings of love and light who can support everyone who feel guided to work with them, whether you've been working with them forever or never or somewhere in between. They're equally available to every single one of us. So today's messages are from Archangel Shamuel and Michael. And I was kind of looking back through some notes from our shows over the years, and today's messages are the first time ever we've had Shamuel's messages. So I thought that that was pretty interesting. And his name means he who sees God. And this angel supports us in finding peace within ourselves, even during difficult times, which allows us to bring peace to the entire planet. And his energy color is almost like a really beautiful peridot color, so a light green. And even connecting to that feeling, it feels very light and gentle, yet supportive. So the messages that Shamuel has for us this cycle is really about turning inward and getting very quiet. And when I was receiving the message, I could actually hear the still of silence when I was listening to the message, and it was very palpable. He showed me that we need to take this time to look within and to feel what we need, which will allow us to feel at peace and to come back into true balance with ourselves and within our own lives. I saw a very clear image of sitting quietly and watching as a warm, glowing light begins to fill your entire body. And this felt very comforting, warm, and soothing. And in doing this, taking this reflection time, it's easier to understand what's no longer working or contributing to peace within our own lives. And once we're able to identify by kind of getting quiet and going into this reflection space, the things, people, or situations that are not contributing to peace, they actually need to be released. And as we let go, it's easier to stay in a place of peace, which is what we're being called to do at this time. So if you need help with this, or you feel like you aren't sure how to get into a centered or peaceful place, you can ask Shamuel for help with this. In fact, he helps us define what it is we're looking for. So if you think back right now and think, gosh, what have I been saying lately? Like, I really need this, or where's my support for this, or I can't do this anymore. Like, where is my spiritual support? Then asking Shamuel to help you, he can help bring the right people, situations, opportunities, or right support scenarios directly onto your path. He helps us to understand that we need to begin by looking at how to find our inner peace and understand what's kind of contaminating that peace so that we can clear it away and make it a bigger space or path for ourselves to have more ease. There's also a strong message about the importance of clearing the mind and body from a sense of, I felt this sense of spinning in my mind, or even that chaos and worry energy, and any other challenging thought forms that you may be experiencing, and invest in quiet and personal peace. That investment will actually clear those things away. And he showed me an image of a mother wiping their child's brow with a cool cloth and helping them to be at peace and feel comforted. And we're being asked to do this important work for ourselves right now. And the way we get to that calm is by getting into that quiet space. And really having a better understanding that when we're at peace, we bring peace everywhere we go. The next message is from Michael, and his name means he who is like God. And this is a much kind of stronger, or not stronger, but bigger energy. His energy feels really big and intense. And his color is this beautiful royal bluish purple, and sometimes with gold specks. And his energy can feel so intense that it can actually make your body have physical sensations of being warm when you're around him or working with him. And he helps us to clear away the things that are no longer working, helps give us confidence and courage. And his message is about the importance of taking action on actually physically clearing away the things or situations that must leave, even if we feel really uncomfortable or feel like it's really challenging. And he kept showing me that if we feel like we're trying to create these Band-Aid scenarios where we know something needs to be changed, but we're trying to kind of go around the situation or kind of avoid looking at what's happening, that we really need to take action on that right now. There's no more kind of going around the bush about things, that it's critical for us to dive in and take them head on. And it's important, and he keeps underscoring, to reach out for help if you're unsure how to move forward or if you feel afraid of taking that first step. And again, to ask for help so that the right people who are a good fit for you can be placed on your path. He also showed me that he'll support you in connecting with the right people to support you in moving forward so you don't feel like you have to do everything alone. And he kept emphasizing that there's a deep clearing that's continuing as we approach the end of this year, and it's important to be conscientious about what we're being asked to do and to clear within our own lives right now and to actually execute those changes instead of trying to avoid them. And again, a strong message about moving our body, staying physically strong, and cleaning out foods or toxins that could physically weigh us down. And that this is an important time of clearing away dead weight so that you can more easily connect with the ideas, work, dreams, and solutions that are readily available to you. And he kept saying that there's a deep call for clearing. There's a call for simplicity and true rest and peace at this time. And he said the old must be released during this process to reach those goals and dreams that you have. And he kept saying, you're not alone. You're not alone. And there was a strong wave of love that was coming through and a feeling that it was important for people to remember that they're loved and to open their hearts to love, not only for others, but to love ourselves and allow ourselves to feel and truly experience genuine love. And that's what I have for our cycle.
Wow. Wow. So much. Oh, And wow, Shemuel, that is rare. That is, you know, Shemuel doesn't come through quite as much as we're used to Michael and Haniel and all the regulars. But that was so perfect. Oh my gosh! And you will laugh after the show. But Green has been, I've been fixated. Just, you have no idea, because I'm moving into a house and I'm freaking out about, because where I did my readings, the whole room was a combination of greens just to open that heart chakra. So without that, I'm just like literally trying to find the boxes with the green artwork and stuff like that. So that's Shemuel. And it is, I was just thinking, okay, I need those that are like a really light, I know exactly that green, that peridot, you know. So, wow, perfect, perfect, perfect. So, yeah, a lot in there that definitely corresponds to the astrology. And one thing that you said really resonated too, as more of not so much astrological, although the Virgo aspects, of course, would definitely point to the health with the North Node. I know that as we go into the holidays, a lot of people think, hey, eat, drink, and be merry, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's maybe going, oh, you know, time to splurge and all the sugary, whatever. But that definitely resonated, that we really need to be clearer than usual with all the global stuff going on, you know, and as we each, you know, embrace our religion or our spiritual, you know, the teachings, being the highest frequency of that will help. But as soon as you said that, I was like, oh yeah. And then so much like junky food really slowing our systems down right now, you know, with all the sugars that are in things, you know, be it candy, alcohol, whatever. So I would just say, you know, if you're thinking maybe I want to go easier this holiday season, I would really listen to that, because we have the North Node working with Jupiter there in Virgo, which is extremely health conscious. Or, you know, if you're somewhere where it's nice and cool and, you know, after the dinner, get everybody out for a nice walk, you know, especially if you get some nice crispy snow, you know, and enjoy.
Right.
So that there's a way to be together and celebrate, and also keep our minds and bodies very, very clear. So that really resonated. Also the beginnings part of it, that, you know, while we do have, and I was looking at the chart while Christy was talking, just to do a little fact checking. So yeah, on my chart, I do, the 10 planets that we watch, the two nodes, and then I do have Chiron marked, even though it's an asteroid. And so, yeah, with this full moon, there are 9 bodies, in those mutable signs right now. But the other planets that we're watching, and of course the moon will move on to Cancer, you know, pretty quickly within a day or so. But the other planets that we watch are then in, interestingly enough, the cardinal signs right now. So those messages about starting new things, and it's such an interesting mix for how we are wrapping up this autumn. Remember, Sagittarius is a mutable sign, so it's closing the season. We're closing the autumn of 2015. And this balance has been going on the whole time since the sun went into Virgo, where we had a bunch of planets in mutable, clearing, and we had a bunch of planets in cardinal signs, of course. Pluto and Uranus are in those. You guys are familiar with all the Pluto-Uranus squares we went through. But right now we still have Venus and Mars in Libra. So the thing is, I think they're a little less intense, because one, we are done with the Pluto-Uranus squares, but two, they're not in the same degree. They're kind of, you know, how we go from 0 to 29. Right now what's happening with the mutable is like with the Saturn-Neptune thing. Those two are right at 7 degrees, and they're going to stay close because they move more slowly than, say, Venus and Mars and the other inner planets. So, you know, when those planets are close to the same degree, that's when their aspects intensify, and that's what all those Pluto-Uranus squares were. They came to they came to exact degrees. So now those guys are moving farther and farther apart. But yeah, we still have a lot of energy moving planets. Moving us forward, and it's that balance of releasing some things, bringing in some of the new and integrating that into your life. And the other aspect of Sag that I want to cover, because I feel like I didn't give the Sagittarians happy birthday. they're due, because we were talking about all these big global things. But it really is an optimistic sign. It's a very, very hopeful sign. If you think of the arrow, you do take stock at this time of year. Look at your life. It's a fire sign. And if you know any Sagittarians, they are pretty affable, enjoyable people. You know, there's just not a mean bone. I've never met a mean Sag. They are really sweet and kind and very hopeful. And so we in that fire, you know, but it's not, you know, intense like we Leos in those areas, you know. It's a much more gentle kind of fire and enthusiastic and all of those things. So we can kind of tap into some of that sad optimism as we go through, yes, a world with really intense challenges, but there are also just as many solutions. You know, we're humankind. We've figured this out. We'll figure it out again. And so I would also just say, remember to tap into the Sagittarian sense of hope and optimism. Of course, it's going to be put through the test with Saturn, but that's for all the people who are innovating things. Like, yeah, of course it has to. We have to see if it will work. But, you know, don't lose your faith, because that's really one of the signatures of Saturn is it points forward. So we are looking forward to things in our lives. So I would think about that as we start to wind down this year and think about what you're hoping for in 2016. And Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, is in Virgo. So it will be teaching you how. It will help bring that hope into very practical form.
Oh my gosh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Wow,
oh gosh,
such a great.
You. Thank you for the angel messages. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. It's such a big stuff happening, but it really helps to have this information so that we can understand what not only what's happening, but how we can work with those energies to have like the best cycle we can. So thank you so much, as always, for everything you do to give us this special treat once a month.
Well, you are welcome, and thank you to everyone who's tuned in via archive or live. Hello and happy, very, even in the world, you know, prayers and love to everyone, and just wishing people a peaceful and happy holiday and a connection with all those we love this time of year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're winding down the show, but I want to make sure that people know how they can connect with you to have a private session to talk about any specifics in their chart, or if they would like to have a traditional session with you. So how can folks find you?
Thank you. They can come to elizabethsoracle.co. There's a free newsletter they can sign up to, and I always post the latest video on YouTube, a little, you know, background on the astrology and include some charts so you can actually see what all this looks like. So, yeah, just come to elizabethsoracle.co.
Perfect. Thanks so much. And if you feel guided to work with me one-on-one, you are welcome to come over to my website too, which is christymayala.com. I also have a free newsletter that you can opt in and get a free download when you join and schedule a session for reading or energy work if you feel like you need a little TLC or some coaching. So if you feel guided to reach out for support, we would love to work with you. Again, thank you so much for being here, Elizabeth. It's always so wonderful to have you here. And thank you to everyone who has joined us today, live or by archive. And we're wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving and sending love to all of you. And we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.